Pleased to be joined on the line right now by Michael Mercredi, the commissioner of the North Peace Hockey League. We just got done the season here in the playoffs. Dawson Creek beating Falaire in that Game 7 the other night to win the NPHL title. I guess, first of all, what are kind of your thoughts on sort of the what we saw on the ice this season in the league?
Well, you know, with coming out of COVID, we weren't sure which way we would be going with just with players and help, volunteers and stuff. But, you know, as the season went on, teams start getting a bit better. And as you can see in the playoffs, one team played 19 out of the 21 possible games in the playoff series. So, you know, great hockey at the end. Heard nothing but good chatter sitting in the bleachers and talking to the fans and that. So, you know, for first year back, I think all the teams stepped up, and it was a great season.
Certainly, we talked a bit before about, you know, the league trying to get sort of more fans to come out to the games. I think some of the crowds we saw in the finals seem to be an indication that the fans have differently responded to the return of the NPHL. What did you kind of notice with some of the crowds we had around the league?
You know, right off the bat, people were craving for that hockey, and it just kept better and better as the season went on. And Falaire actually brought out two buses there for the final game in Game 7. And, you know, Dawson had a good fan base. You know, overall, all the teams, fans followed him. Manning had a bus, you know, in their playoff series. So, you know, they filled their bus. So it was great to see everyone come out and support the NPHL this year. So it's been really good.
And I know this was your first season in the commissioner role after taking over from now the late Jack McAvoy and running the league. What would you say about, I guess, some of the, I guess, long-term goals you have here for kind of sort of the growth of the league?
You know, we're always looking for expansion, you know, if it fits the team. You know, there's always, at the end of the day, it all comes down to dollars and cents, right? But overall, great league. You know, it's everything I expected. You know, we're just picking up the league where it was left off before COVID there when Jack ran the league for 40-plus years. So we're just continuing on what he has established and, you know, moving forward. You know, like to see more live game updates on the website. You know, social media is sure kicking off nowadays. So, you know, we're getting there, and it's, you know, it's all about baby steps and, you know, doing things at the right time and that. But, you know, I hope next year we will be back stronger and, you know, we'll go from there.
And on the point there on the guests, the sort of membership and the number of teams in the league, certainly we saw a few more coming back at this season for the first time in a while, Spirit River, Valley View, and Fort St. John. What are there any kind of sort of, I guess, places, I guess, on the radar, if you will, for the North Peace Hockey League when it comes to getting more teams in the league?
There's been a bit of chatter, a little bit in High Prairie, a little bit in Heights. You know, existing teams, so, you know, it'd be great to have some existing teams back in the league for sure. But, yeah, that's kind of the two that have been kind of been hearing around the rink, the rumor mill, so nobody has officially reached out to the league at this point.
It'll be certainly interesting to see what the league does going forward. And North Peace Hockey League Commissioner Michael Mercredi, thanks for joining us here today.
No, thank you. Just one more thing. We have our AGM scheduled in April, so we're looking for all board members. So we'll stay posted, and you should see something here come out shortly for the date as well.